Ignition sequence start. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Liftoff.
Check, 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 check. I literally just create madness.
Boiler up.
I'm going to go off here.
They don't have a great quarterback.
I got to take a break. I'm getting in trouble.
To win the Big Ten, you first got to win the West.
Bad Bunny.
Have you heard his name in a while?
No.
Has it bothered you?
No. Defensively, they got to come in with some confidence.
Is that even analytics?
I am in a parking garage. It's kind of lost.
Terrence Shannon, Matthew Meyer, RJ Melendez, Coleman Hawkins.
He's dropping the presentations over and over.
I didn't come here to go 5-7.
I'm so proud of Illinois football right now.
I'm so tired of Joel Embiid.
We're not taking Patrick Corbin.
I want to bet the Bears.
Oh.
You are Reba McEntire's niece.
Roshan Russell.
Coach Bielma.
Dino Long. Yeah, salute to yourself.
What?
We got all kinds of things for you here.
There's a lot of glass.
Oh.
Guys, we have breaking news.
Uh-oh.
It's the drive.
Schmack dogs. Oh yeah. It is Monday, but we still say good morning. It is the drive with Tay and Piper. I am Lon Tay. Derek Piper to my left. I'm 98% Jay Layman.
He's back, folks.
Went down and got a little touch of nature. Giant City State Park, Garden of the Gods.
I saw the folks in the Facebook post, Garden of the Gods.
Man, so
what
beautiful.
Are the chances that you would get sick on the greatest three-game run in Illinois football history?
Something history. Had to be sacrificed.
Yeah, well, that's. I guess I did it then. I kept my life, I guess, but I just had to be sick. Well, just think about this. Think about how pretty the weather has been.
Amazing.
For a month, and I have been sick the entire time. But
brutal. Hey,
this weekend was beautiful. Got back to my roots down in southern. Well, none of my roots.
Your college roots.
My college roots. Good memories.
Your roots are in Camargo.
Correct.
And they're never leaving there.
They're never.
You only have one place to have roots. Let's go.
The big Camargo. He is Jay Layman. It is the Jay Layman Hour. Give us your sponsors real quick, and then we'll get more in depth with them as we go.
Iroquois Federal for all your loans. Dick Van Dyke Appliance for all your appliances. The Joint for your chiropractic care. IPG Insurance. Kyle Lewis. For all your insurance needs, Long Branch Steakhouse. Man, I hit that up on Thursday, Lon. You got to come.
Oh, you said you did. Yeah.
And I did hit it up. It was amazing. I've always loved the fried pickles. I love the fried mushrooms.
I
had a ribeye. My wife had filet. Come on. Donnie was bringing the house down. Let's go.
That sounds so good. All right. Illinois needed this bye. Every team needs a bye to rest, right?
Sure.
To kind of heal up. But is there a little bit of a concern that they were on a roll and now all of a sudden it just came to a screeching halt?
I mean, a little bit, I guess. I mean, they were hot, right? I mean, shoot, they were beating people.
Yeah.
But I don't think the bye week could have gone any better for
them,
right? Because, I mean, we don't know what happened during the bye week. I mean,
Chase is like running 41 times.
Right. Chase needed rest, number one. The Devo guys, that he calls them, got reps, whatever. But most importantly, what happened is Iowa lost, Minnesota lost, Purdue lost. Right? Hello.
Couldn't have been any better.
And supposedly, Pipes will fill us in. You know, we got some recruits, supposedly. And what I love about the recruits is, you know, it's not, we're like battling with the people we should be. We beat this guy out of New Jersey, you know, this DB who is between us and Michigan State. That's the team we should be battling against, right?
Yes.
It shouldn't be like, hey, listen, the guy got an offer from Kent State back in August.
Oh, wow, that's creepy. I was about ready to say Kent State.
And we took him, guys. And guess what? He committed on the spot. Now, listen, we're always going to be a developmental program, thank God, because that's why I was a developmental guy. So we're going to have those. We're going to have our fair share. Like, there's a guy on Kankakee by the guy by the name of Hill.
Jair Hill, yeah.
And we're battling with Michigan for him.
Yep.
Those are the guys we need to be in battle with, right?
Yep.
I mean, we need to own South I-80. That's South I-80 last time I checked. So I think a lot of good stuff's happening. I really have a lot of confidence. I don't know if it's just Brett in the press conference, how he exudes confidence.
He really does.
But I have confidence that they're going to be prepared for Nebraska.
Yep.
I really do. I'm just like, I feel like this guy's got under control.
Pipes, that Jair Hill came out in his high school football game with orange gloves. And when he put them together, it made the old
made
block
the
eye, baby.
There
but
you
I
go.
Guess I guess he's really good at wearing I was reading this with Jeremy's on the Illini Inquirer. I guess he's really good at dressing in Michigan gear one week,
oh, really?
And then he dresses in Illinois gear the next. So
nice.
He's having fun with it, man. That's awesome.
Sure.
That's awesome.
It's kind of like Sean Livingston, you know, back in the day. Didn't he have an Illinois jersey on the day before he
committed to
Duke? And then he went to the NBA. So he should have been like, you know, an NBA hat.
A Cook jersey? Is that what it was?
I think it was a Brian Cook. Yep.
Yeah.
Good call.
Was that it? He wasn't even a Peoria. He was a Lincoln guy, right?
Cook was.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. That's right.
Should have went with the Frank Williams or the Surge. Yeah,
exactly. Then we would have known.
We should have known then.
Right.
Wasn't a Peoria guy. Wasn't going to follow the Peoria pipeline.
Yeah. The Jerry Hester 40 would have been a good throwback.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
There you go. On the note of recruiting before we move on, like the fact that Brett Bielema can go out and say, yeah, the last time we played Northwestern, we beat them. Last time we played Wisconsin, we beat them. Last time we played Iowa, we beat them. These teams that have gone into the state, even Minnesota, we beat them the last two times they've played. Teams that have come to Illinois and won recruits, all of a sudden Illinois is beating those guys.
I think it's huge. I think we're going head-to-head with a ton of people for players. Most notably, like you said, Minnesota's had them. I mean, their quarterback right now, I'm going to mess up the backup quarterback, it's Callum McCannis or whatever. The guy who threw two picks for us, he played against Penn State. He's from Antioch, Illinois. Uniontown, Kentucky, Tandon Morgan, that's like on the border of like Illinois and Kentucky, right? So there's a player right there. Half of the defense for Wisconsin, the backers are from the northern suburbs, right?
Yeah. Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's just at Northwestern is, you know, Chicago's Big Ten team. Well, that might be dead by now, right? but the reality is these are the guys we go head-to-head in all the time. They've had the opportunity to say Illinois is not a football school. They don't have a program. I don't think that's the case right now, right?
In the immediate sense, the biggest win was Wisconsin beating Purdue. Purdue was on a four-game winning streak. They lose 35-24 and allowing Wisconsin's offense to score 35. What does that say about Purdue? What did we learn about that game? I know it's just one for them, but a pretty big one for Illinois in terms of the standings.
I don't think if Aiden O'Connell doesn't play great, they can't win.
I agree.
They can't beat somebody great. I mean, they got to put up like 30-40 to win. And I think that's going to be difficult against an Illinois defense. And Illinois is in a position right now, if they simply win their games against their West Division,
right,
is Nebraska, Purdue, and Northwestern, they'll win. They don't even have to beat Michigan State and Michigan, right? In fact, they could win the next three games and lock it, really.
Yeah, they could.
Because they're going to have the tiebreaker on everybody in there except Northwestern by that time.
Yep.
And so, man, I'm telling you right now, this is an unbelievable time to be an Illini fan. I never thought on week 9 or whatever this is of college football that we say, hey, if they win the next three games, they're going to lock it with 2 weeks to go in the season.
It's crazy.
But we've come a long way in a very short period of time.
I want to talk to you about Nebraska. I visited a little bit with Kent Brown today, by the way. For those out there wondering about tickets, the Michigan State game is getting close to where looking like it could be a sellout.
Come on.
Now, they are not doing any more flash sales for that game, but there are still tickets. So nice. You can still get in that game. And if you want to be a part of a sellout at Memorial Stadium, there's not many of those. So if you want to be a part of one, you have your chance against Michigan State, but maybe get on it. The Purdue game, by the way, though, still a lot of tickets for that. A lot of good seats, and they're still doing their 4-for-99 deals, so about $24 a ticket to get in to see Purdue. I mean, like you said, for all account and purposes, I mean, if you beat Nebraska and Michigan State, no matter what happens, then you'd play Purdue, right?
So, first it's Michigan State, and then it's Purdue.
And then Purdue. So if you beat Nebraska, Michigan State, going into that Purdue game, you could, like you said, you could seal the West Championship, essentially, even though you wouldn't want to lose to Northwestern, obviously.
Well, yeah, you would love to seal it. Your home finale, that would be a huge moment for this program. Now, the thing is this. We're also not elite enough that everybody on this schedule can still beat us.
I heard you and Stevie talking about that. We're not to the point where let's be honest. If we look at Northwestern, we're not losing that game.
Yeah, I would have said the same thing if I looked at Indiana right now, too. We're not losing that game.
Okay, well, that's true.
But we did.
So we're not quite in that spot.
I think we believe so much more in who we are now as a team
that
we would crush Indiana right now for where Indiana's at, right? But and Brett said this, maybe the lessons they learned helped them get to where they are to win these games. You never know. But I will say this. We are not a team that can simply show up. Now, with our defense, it seems like the defense can show up.
Yes.
But we still got to score points now.
Yep.
I feel a lot better at Tommy's better, right? Because I think Tommy's played really well. And if Tommy can keep playing at a high level, we should beat these teams. But, guys, that's why they play the game. That's why they make bets.
Yep.
I mean, we're only like, a 5-point favorite or something?
I don't even know.
I think it's up to 7 at least.
Okay. I mean, we've destroyed the spread. We're like the number one team as far as being a spread destroyer. That spread seemed low to me.
I agree.
I was like, that's what they still – after they came out with Minnesota being, 5 or 6-point favorite, and they got dogged.
And we smoked them.
I mean, we just have to keep beating the spread every week. Vegas doesn't respect us.
No, no.
Does that dynamic change as a player when you're the team that's supposed to win the game?
Oh, good call.
Mm. Well, here's the deal. I'm not sure in their mind that they feel like they're supposed to win games yet. Because when I was in that 2007 season, it was like, it wasn't like, oh my gosh, I'm 5-1 or, you know, oh, we beat this. Maybe when you play like, we played like Ball State that year, right, or Western, maybe that, but like, I was playing a Big Ten team. I've been got my brakes beat off by Big Ten teams. So I'm just like, I just want to win this next game. I sure hope we can score enough points and stop them.
Yeah.
I just think you're building. I don't think we're there yet. Okay. I don't think we're there at the overconfidence phase, guys. Guys are hungry.
Brent Miller, we had on Friday.
We had Brent.
And Lon called him Jalen.
Oh, gosh.
Wow.
At the very end.
Yeah, I love Brent.
So you've got that on him now. You can always use that. Right,
you guys
exactly.
Got that WAND stuff man. You guys.
Oh, yeah. So Britt did say that year that you guys had, you beat, I think he said, Michigan State, and you went in, or you guys were in the locker room, and you looked at Britt Miller and you said, we're not losing again. Like, it was almost, and what he meant by that is, it was almost as though you guys kind of, like, the feeling came to you, like, that's it. Nobody else is beating us.
No, when we, I can't remember what game it was, but I looked at him and I was like, dude, we're good.
Yeah, that may have been
we're good. And I remember playing against Ohio State, and we played against Ohio State really close the year before.
Yes.
Like 17-10 or something like that. And we honestly thought, like, dude, we're just as good as these guys. And so we looked at each other, we're like, dude, we're not losing.
Yeah.
We're good. And you just, the belief is crazy when that happens, right? Because it just shifts. And you've seen it with different programs and different things where it just something absolutely clicks. I'll go back when Illinois won in 1999 at Michigan, okay? Mm-hmm. They had
Rocky
lost
Hermie
23 out of 25 Big Ten games up to them. They scored 28 points in the last 18 minutes, and that sets off a cascade of two or three, you know, football seasons that were pretty darn good under Ron Turner.
Absolutely.
But something clicked.
Isn't that funny?
That was it, right? And so I think for us it was like, dude, we're good.
You know where I saw it, Pipes, was when Minnesota took a 14-13 lead. When that happened, after that long kickoff, and they scored to take a lead, first of all, the first thing that came into my mind was, wait a minute, I'm not used to this. Like, not what, this season. Right, I'm not used to being behind.
We actually have to score to win now.
That's what I said. Right. I'm like, we're behind. This is weird. And then all of a sudden, like, the second half started, and I felt as a fan, and I'm guessing the players did as well, that it's just a matter of time. We're going to take the lead back, and we're going to extend it, and we're going to win this game. And I feel like even us as fans are kind of starting to believe that.
Right. Now, I felt the exact same thing. I was with a former player as well sitting watching. I was with Jay Ramshaw. I don't know if you know Jay.
Oh, yeah.
Jay went to Centennial. He was with me, and Jay goes, after they scored that touchdown to Illinois responded by scoring a touchdown right after that. So they went down 14-13. He's like, how rare is that to see from an Illinois football team?
Right.
No panic. You go just take 80 yards down the field and punch in the end zone. We're a different football team, right?
No doubt.
And so fans are starting to believe it. You know, Brett's believed it for since he got here.
Yes.
I mean, he knew that it was going to be, right? I mean, he says he saw this coming. But I tell you, I don't know if he saw a 6-1 coming. And the way they've dominated, especially in the second half. You watch the second half of games. We own people in the second half.
That.
Guys get beat up.
Yep.
We start running the ball. Quarterbacks give up. I'm telling you what, it's special to see this team in the second half.
Jay, as we look to this Saturday in Lincoln, where Nebraska, they're under 500. Now, they've been improved here of late. They've won two, albeit against Indiana and Rutgers, and lost a close game in West Lafayette, where I think that one was probably closer than quite a few people would have thought.
Right.
Have they gotten better? And just overall, what would concern you, or what challenges would Nebraska pose to Illinois this
weekend? Well, I think Nebraska can always score. Like, mm-hmm. I've never thought when I'm playing Nebraska, this is a walkover offense. I think they're going to be innovative. They're going to score. I think, you know, Scott Frost, for as bad as he was as a head coach for Nebraska, he was an innovative offensive mind.
Sure.
And they found a way to dink and dunk and get points, right? So I think they're going to get points. But when you go on the road against a team that you're supposed to beat, one, a team that cannot beat you unless you turn the football over if you're superior. So number one, win
Fair
turnovers.
Enough.
Number two, I don't know if you guys noticed how dominant we are on third and fourth down.
Oh, my.
Both sides of the ball.
Yes.
Offense and defense. They call it the money down for a reason, because you're going to win a lot of games if you're going third and fourth down. You look at third and fourth down, specifically the last 2 weeks we've played, wow, dominant. Okay. And then number three is this. We got to get the red zone figured out.
Yes. Yeah, we
now,
do.
Will Tommy have something be better in the red zone? Will Josh McCray coming back, we think, help in the red zone? Yeah, I think all of that. I actually think that Barry Lenny's a better coordinator in game 7 and 8 than he is in game 2, right? Because he's getting used to this squad. So those are the things we got to do to avoid an upset. But these guys got athletes. They're on scholarship too, right? They probably are higher rated recruiting classes on that field than Illinois was,
No doubt.
But so that they could beat us. Anybody can beat us. I think that's what makes it exciting, but also like nervous because we have something to lose.
Right.
Part of what factors into Nebraska's ability to score, Trey Palmer, their wide receiver, had 237 yards and 2 touchdowns at Purdue.
Woo.
I know he's graded as one of the top receivers in the country if you look at PFF. What makes him so dangerous from what you've seen?
I just think his ability to get off the line. I very rarely see him get beat up, right? And if you watch Illinois go against receivers, I mean, Devin Witherspoon just mugs people at the line. I mean, the stuff that he does inside the white lines is criminal outside the white lines, which is good, right?
Right.
I mean, he's very, very physical at the point of it. I've seen very few timing routes be on time with Devin Witherspoon. That's why he's a Thorpe Award semifinalist, right? I think Quan Martin does similar things. Sidney Brown, maybe not get the accolades, but does more for this defense than anybody.
I agree.
Right? And so I think they're going to try to get Trey Palmer, put him in motion, try to get him away from Witherspoon, try to get him lined up on Taz Nicholson, which seems to be everybody's MO. Not that Taz is a bad player.
No.
It's just not Witherspoon. Right? Right. Okay, so and so I think that's what they're going to try to do. But here's the deal. Like Mike Tyson said, everybody's got a plan to get punched in the mouth. These guys got plans. They give up a lot of sacks, too, now.
Yes, they
do. You got to be able to get the ball off, right, against this defensive line. And I think that's the big thing. Guys, guess what? They're going to make a couple plays. I wouldn't be surprised if they scored 1, maybe 2 touchdowns on some pass plays in the first half. But we're going to wear it down. We're going to wear them down. I'm not worried about our offense chewing up yards and whatnot, but our defense is going to wear them down.
I want to ask you about physicality, and we got to get to your sponsors here in a second. But I'll come back, and I want to ask about just how physical Illinois is playing and what that does to another team. I want you to break it down. Excuse me, break it down a little further when you say, and I think everybody understands what you mean by Nebraska will try to get Trey in spots where Witherspoon won't cover him. And some people may look at that and say, well, why can't he just run all over the field and line up with him? What are some things that Nebraska will try to do, and then how will Illinois counter that?
So, I mean, the best way – great question, by the way. One of the best ways to hide a receiver is to put him in a bunch formation.
Oh, and yeah, good call.
And basically there's 2 or 3 receivers right there, and you don't know which way they're going to – and you have to – you know, the corner might have to take the first guy outside. The linebacker takes the guy first inside. The safety takes the first up, right?
Got it.
Right? Or you motion him and put him in the backfield, right? And now, do I want Witherspoon covering a guy in the backfield?
Mm.
Now I want a linebacker. Now, we have Sidney Brown to kind of negate people
that helps.
From doing that, right? So they did that with Rondell Moore a lot, like at Purdue. They did all kinds of different formations. Put him in motion. All kinds of different things to get him open. So that's what they're going to try to do. And I don't think Ryan Walters, by the way, is going to just sick Witherspoon on Palmer all day long, because I just think he's got trust in everything. But I'm really looking forward to that matchup. Also, they're going to get the ball to him behind the line of scrimmage through screens and through short passes as well, because that negates, you know, me having to run down the field against Witherspoon, right?
That makes sense. Makes a lot of sense. All right. Well, we'll keep going on this with Nebraska, getting Illinois ready for this game against Nebraska. Well, we're not getting them ready, but we're getting everybody
else. We really think we're getting ready, right?
Right.
I listened to the press conference.
You know they're listening.
I'm ready. Yeah, I'm ready. You know, Brett's got under control. Devo guys got work. We got rest. Recruiting great. You know, Lod's voice is back.
Let's go. And now it's faltering again. But I do want to ask you about physicality when we come back, and we'll go a little bit more in-depth on this Illinois team now against Nebraska. I know they could have another running back to utilize for Illinois, so I want to ask how that maybe changes the plan for Chase Brown, and maybe unload a little bit of what we're throwing on Chase Brown. Before we catch a break, though, you've got some great sponsors that make this Jay Layman
Hour. That's right, our title sponsor, Iroquois Federal, for all your lending needs using an FHA, VA, conventional loans, Iroquois Federal. Also, investment properties. They're a strong lender for all investment properties. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, a Champaign, Decatur, Bloomington, Springfield institution.
No doubt.
Guys, the home of the 10-year free 10-year protection plan. You got to go check out Dick Van Dyke Appliance World and the $45 service call. Guys, you can't even you can't go hardly go out to eat for 45
minutes.
No,
you can't.
Right? All right? Speaking of going out to eat, how about Long Branch? In beautiful eclectic downtown Gifford. I went there on Thursday.
You were there, baby.
It was fantastic. Got to see Donnie. Got to see the family. IPG. Email Kyle at ipgins.com for all your insurance needs. That's home, that's auto, that's life, and the Joint Chiropractic on awesome. South Neal.
Really, really appreciate all those sponsors that make this happen.
You got it.
With Jay Lehman. I also want to tell you about another sponsor that makes it happen for Pipes and I and everybody here at SJ Broadcasting, and that's Game Day Spirit. They are a wonderful partner. They have been a wonderful partner for quite some time. Of course, the two locations that you know about, Green Street and Neal, and of course, Pipes, they have that location there on site at Memorial Stadium. And guess what? The next home game is November 12th, right? That's going to be a No.
5th.
There's one before that, November 5th. It's going to start getting chilly at some point. And what's going to happen is you're going to misread the weather, and you're going to get to the tailgate, and it's going to be cold, and you're going to go need to buy something from Game
Day
Spirit.
I just dropped $300 at the game last time. My kid walks by and says, I want the Butkus jersey. I want the Butkus jersey. My wife wanted hats for all the kids that were kind of retro hats.
I love
My girls wanted a sweatshirt. And I saw Ryan Majors, who owns Game Day Spirit. I said, I just gave your business $300. He said, thanks. I wear the gear all the time. Let's go.
We'll open up another spot somewhere then.
Come
on. Let's go. That's awesome. Game Day Spirit. Check them out online, gamedayspirit.com. More with Jay Lehman after this.
Illinois football is back. Shop at Game Day Spirit this fall and gear up to support your Fighting Illini football team. With great football designs and brand new apparel from top brands, they're the one-stop shop to get everything you need this football season. Shop with them at the corner of Neal and Kirby in Champaign, 6th and Green in Campustown, and online 24/7 at GameDaySpirit.com. Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop.
It's a totally Christmas open house this Friday through Sunday at Prairie Gardens. Celebrate the start of the season with a PG Winter Wonderland. Ready now with brand new collections and magical displays. Shop three-day open house specials. Sip and taste with food samplings. Plus, enter to win your favorite decorated Christmas tree free. Join us this Friday through Sunday for a totally Christmas open house at Prairie Gardens, your Christmas destination for over 50 years.
Run to Target. Grab your Starbucks, go to your hair appointment, but if you're late, bring your stylist the coffee too. My mom and her team can make your hair long. They have magic hair extensions.
Salon 105 offers more than just haircuts. We are certified in hand-tied extensions. We do waxing, hair coloring, balayage, ombre, and we are up to date on all of the latest trends. Not to mention our team is a lot of fun. Come and see us in downtown Mahomet. For more information, visit salon-105.com.
Hey, it's Stevie J. Time for another Stever. The Stever program is where I give you my money and you keep and use the stuff. All right, today from Merle Norman. All right, Merle Norman is, unbelievably great when it comes to makeup and your skin. Maryland will help you. Now, here's what the offer is. I'm going to give you a free color analysis, and I'll give you $100 to buy makeup from Merle Norman, made right here in America. In fact, made in Los Angeles. Maryland is so good at what she does. So if you would like my $100 bill and a free color analysis from Merle Norman, all you have to do is go to GoStever.com. GoStever.com and click accept. That's all you have to do. You have to make an appointment within 7 days, and then you have to fill out my survey as to how they did, how you liked working with Marilyn. Okay, Merle Norman, our Stever offer. GoStever.com, click accept. You'll get an email later on, late afternoon or evening, if you win. Rooting for you, GoStever.com, click accept. For Merle Norman.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands, owner of Lands Inc. Is your plumbing system showing signs of cracks, sewer water infiltrating the basement wall? How about the things you can't see, like your underground drain and sewer pipes? A Lands sewer camera inspection and exclusive pipelining process can restore old pipes to like new quality with very little intrusion of your yard, and most projects can be completed in a day. Once installed, this will give you peace of mind that your underground drain and sewer pipes will be protected from root and water infiltration and increase the structural integrity with a one-piece liner. Visit LandsInc.com to learn more. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Need a little good news in your life? State Farm has new lower car insurance rates in Illinois, so you can now get the service and convenience of State Farm agent Kurt Lenschow at an even better price. That's right. State Farm can help you save more cash and get the good neighbor service you deserve. It's the real deal for car insurance. State Farm agent Kurt Lenschow is ready to help you save in Champaign-Urbana. Call Kurt today at 352-1411. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Let's go.
You're waiting for that ESPN.
Talking about my Wando days with the makeup. Oh, my goodness. All right, it is The Drive. Good morning again. Lante, Derek Piper. We're going to talk a little Luke Goody injury. We'll do that next hour. But you know what? Only because Jay kind of enjoys it. Derek, what do we know? I saw your report about Luke Goody, obviously.
Jay enjoys it.
Yeah, I mean, I just know he loves taking a little bit.
I mean, I would make jokes, except we're talking about injuries
here.
Yeah,
unfortunately, this is bad news. No, this is bad news. Luke Goody suffered a broken left foot in the scrimmage on Saturday against Kansas. He'll have surgery on Friday.
Okay.
TBD as far as the time length, but it's sounding like somewhere in that 2 to 3 month range, at least at this point.
I know he was going to actually come to the studio this Thursday, but we're gonna delay that a week. Luke Goody is going to join us during the season each week.
Yep.
And we're going to get some insight from Luke. Obviously, we were hoping he'd be playing, and eventually he will. And obviously, he'll get his feet back under him. We need that shooting stroke come Big Ten play and come March. So be nice to have that. Jay, were you a pretty good basketball player. Could you shoot?
I mean, I was all area, News Gazette.
Nice.
2003. I mean, I don't know. Here's the deal. In 7th and 8th grade, I was a phenom. I actually had my best game actually here in Philo, Philo at the old middle school or whatever, for like dropped 32 in 8th grade. Guys, I got progressively worse though, okay? And then I went and played on a travel team, okay, with Brian Randall and Sean Livingston. Okay?
Oh, my.
I never played. I was in 8th grade. I was the man at Edison Middle School, okay? I couldn't get my shot off in 8th grade. That was the best thing for me. I realized, wow, if I would have played in college, I got to focus on football.
Okay.
So I kind of just, I didn't stop. I kept playing because my friends played.
It's cool that you played.
And I enjoyed the game, right?
Absolutely.
And I was a three-sport athlete, so I was going to do that. Yeah. I was going to do track in the spring, right? But I realized then, I was like, nobody wants a 6'2 guy that's not that athletic like me.
Yeah.
Playing, what am I going to be, a guard? I was playing like 4 in high school. I was 6'2".
Right.
Come on, let's be real.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, wake up call. And I said, how many scholarships are available for football compared to basketball? And there's like exponentially more, right?
Yes.
And, so football I had loved, and it was a great, great time for me in 8th grade to realize, listen, you're not going to be a college basketball player.
And how important was it to you to play different sports?
It was huge. I mean, I think here's the deal. I really believe it makes you a better athlete, number one. Number two, makes you a better competitor. I think every football player should be doing basketball or wrestling, and they should do track if not doing baseball.
Track was huge, isn't it?
It was huge. I mean, it's going to help you run. I mean, you just work on speed and footwork and everything. So that's what it's all about. And I know a lot of these guys now are multi-sport athletes. Urban Meyer is a big guy, one of the best college coaches of all time.
No doubt.
Maybe not pro coaches. But one of the best all-time college, big on multi-sport athletes.
Yes, big Huge. Time. All right, let's get to physicality. I got my mom, by the way, trying to get into the radio station.
I love it.
And the door's locked.
I love it.
She's trying to get my attention. I'm like, Mom, just kind of right in the middle of a show. You know, don't worry
come
about that.
Come on in. Won't we go open the door for her?
No, I think the other one's unlocked.
That's
so
fantastic.
If not, I'll have you run over and open it. Physicality, we talk about that, and you've said that from day one, how physical this team is, but it's also a really athletic team, so there's kind of a mixture of both. What does that do? And you were the one that pointed this out early, that in the second half, not only do quarterbacks get worse against Illinois, but just teams
Absolutely.
Are just worn out.
Right.
So what does that do to be able to play with that kind of physicality and just literally wear teams down?
First of all, it's demoralizing. Listen, football is a game of – you got to have pride, right? I mean – these guys get beat down throughout the game. You're getting beat down. So it's demoralizing mentally, number one. Number two, what I've seen is that just the – when I say physical, not just the way we hit or what Weatherspoon does. I'm looking at the push on the offensive and defensive line.
Right.
Right? who's winning? Because those guys have to hit every play. Mm. Every play, you got to hit somebody, mm-hmm. right? And so you think about this. They had 90 plays against Minnesota or something like that. 90 plays. So think about this. 90 times you got to go out and hit somebody.
That's as big as you.
As big as you in a 3-hour window. Guys, this is not for the little sisters of the no. you-know-what. Like, this is tough ball, right? So this is a grind. And so when I say physical, it's like in the trenches, when you're hitting, when you're violent with your hands, are you knocking people off the ball? That's what I see. I also see in Chase Brown, guy runs violently.
No
he
doubt.
Leads the team and he leads the nation like it, or second in the nation, yards after contact. Mm. I mean, for being 205, the guy runs like a violent man.
He does.
So it's exciting to see that. That's what I mean by physical, though.
Jay, you've mentioned multiple times the physicality that Witherspoon has played with. Yeah. He actually, 24/7 Sports did an updated mock draft today. He goes number 10 overall to the Cardinals.
What? I'll take it as the Cardinals. First of all, number one, it's the Cardinals.
You're right.
So Lon's got to get his – way to pick that up, though.
Wow, good call.
Number two is last year we started to see he's got some special juice to him, right? He was a physical guy. His stats are not amazing because they don't throw the ball
to him.
They don't throw the ball at him, okay? And he doesn't get – when he does – he's about destroyed two or three tailbacks in the Big Ten.
Yes.
He destroyed the guy from Iowa.
Yes.
He destroyed the guy from Indiana, right? I mean, Wyoming threw the ball. I mean, he got a pick. He's all over people, and the dude is yoked out of his mind.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and he plays with – so I'm telling you right now, I believe it. I think he's a first-round pick. Now, other people are thinking – I think before I saw that, he's going to be a first one or two, three. But, man, the way he plays, very, very unique. Very, very unique to have that kind of corner with the size.
We don't usually like saying nice things about Lovie Smith on this airways, but he actually left a couple of players, it seems
like. He totally
like.
Did.
Well, Quan Martin and Devin's Witherspoon were not highly touted dudes.
No.
Right? It just tells you what kind of talent's in Florida, basically. Right?
No
I mean,
doubt.
Like, it's
no
like
doubt.
It's like we go down there and get somebody like, oh, well, let's get these guys. I mean, I don't know if anybody's really compete with Witherspoon, but here's the guy that – let's say a lot of it, Matt, they can be good in high school, but a lot of it comes down to, do these guys want to be great when they get here?
Hmm.
And I think they put the work in. Witherspoon's put the work in for sure, right?
Can it be that easy that this coaching staff is able to coach them better? Does it make
– it seems like that may be the answer. We need something smarter than that. We're the drive, man.
Right.
We got to come up with something like sexier than that, right?
It's just so – I've had people ask me that. They're like, man – you know, Bielman knows how to coach these guys. Lovie didn't. And I'm like, well, I mean, Lovie Smith has been a long-time coach. It's weird to think that all of a sudden these guys were this good, and then this staff got here, and now they're...
So here's the thing. I know Lovie Smith, for a fact, was a combine kind of numbers guy. Listen, you didn't run a certain time, we're not taking you as a recruit, right? So I don't think speed was ever an issue.
No.
Right? And I think, to a fault, they just took more combine guys than developmental guys, where you look at Wisconsin, Iowa, even Minnesota, more of a developmental roster. You look at them, and you're like, okay, our roster athletically in the West on the defensive side is head and shoulders above every other roster athletically.
That's interesting.
Right? Athletically, it is. Now, a lot of these guys fall into these traps, these NFL coaches of, I'm a great teacher, I'm a great coach. I know I can, if I just have the raw talent in front
right,
of me,
right.
I can coach them up. I think 18 to 22-year-olds are more complex than that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe if a guy's 23, he's a raw athlete. Yeah, maybe. You coach him up. All he does is football. Doesn't have to go to class.
Yeah,
maybe.
Exactly.
I just think Brett has the system better. And I do think Ryan Walters and because the DBs have seen the most improvement.
Yes.
Defensive line's good. But,
yes.
But guys, we're not that far removed from just wide open spaces. Like, seriously, well, like it was Dixie Chicks all over the place. We play Illinois. It was crazy.
Well, and Nate Hobbs, I mean, Pipes, how many times did you and I look at each other when Nate Hobbs was here and they would complete a pass, and even Nate Hobbs, who now is making a good living in the NFL.
And will get paid on a second contract.
Big time. And he was 7 yards. So how much also does it mean to be put in the right spot, like what Ryan Walters is doing?
I think it means a lot. I think, too, confidence means a lot.
Yeah, big time.
I think they're confident. When you're confident and you're 22, it makes a difference. I mean, we know, I mean, that's for anything in life, right? But, you know, the girl you get, you know, the how you play.
Your job.
Confidence, swagger, right? And I think we got swagger right now in confidence. And a lot of that has come from top down from the coaching staff. I think Brett's a confident guy. I think Ryan Walters is a very confident coach. Doesn't have to be loud, but has definitely the confidence that trickles down.
To go to the offensive side, we've talked a lot about defense for good reason. They're the number one scoring defense in the country still. Sure. You mentioned Nebraska probably will score. Mm. What does Illinois' offense have to do to make sure that they can score enough even when you have the number one defense on the other side?
Sure. I think if you look at the tape, there's no way that we shouldn't run for 200 yards in this game.
Okay.
I mean, we should run. If you're looking at the tapes of, okay, they've played seven games, or we've played seven games, what do you see? We should be able to run the football.
Okay.
And we should be better up front. But we're still going to have to throw. Because seriously, Minnesota could run the football on us.
Mm-hmm.
But they couldn't do it consistently, or they couldn't throw the football either. So you got to do more than run the football. And that's where I think Tommy has really taken steps. I think the most improved group, honestly, is the receivers from the first 3 weeks
to
now.
That's a good point.
Right? Let's remember the drops they had against Indiana. Okay? And Isaiah's only 18 months from being a receiver, right? Pat Bryant's got some swaggering comments. Hightower, who was non-existent last year for reasons we still don't know, is now playing well. Jonah Morris is big. I think Hank Beatty, some of these other guys, he's now returning punts. I think what's cool is we actually see younger guys get in real game time.
Yes.
And that's how you develop a program, right? Yeah. So there's not this huge drop-off when people go and leave. But none of this happens, by the way, without the offensive line. Barry Lunny said something interesting in his press conference today. He said, if you would have asked me in the spring, what's the strength of our offense? I would have said the offensive line. And he said, even I was surprised by that answer. I didn't say running backs. I didn't say this. He says, when I saw how physical they were and how the progress they had made, like Pelcho and Pearl had made physically, and how the JUCO guys were going to probably contribute sooner. He's like, that was right. And now I would say that's a fact, right? You look at the sacks we've given up. I've not seen a quarterback not get sacked in Illinois ever like this.
I know. They're usually running for their lives. It's amazing. Hey, Josh McCray, I wanted to ask about that. You talk about this Illinois offense and what it's able to do and running the football, and you said that we should be able to run against Nebraska. What does a healthy Josh McCray now do?
Sure.
Obviously, they're still going to give – Chase Brown's going to be your bell cow. He's going to still get maybe 25, 30 carries if possible. But what do you try to do with McCray? Do you start him slow, get him maybe six carries, or do you just have – are there certain situations where he comes in and it's a no-brainer that McCray's in and not Brown?
So, good question. First of all, it was about a year ago to the day that we beat Penn State. And let's not forget that Josh McCray – Chase had 222 yards, Josh McCray had 143.
Wow, that's right.
Okay? So, I mean, he can run the football,
yes,
okay?
He can.
But let's take what happened in Minnesota. And Brett talked about this in his press conference. He said, dude, it got bad real quick. Chase is the back. Reggie gets hurt like his second carry of the game. Mm. Chase Hayden then has a hand contusion. Can't hold the ball that well for many carries.
Oh, my goodness.
So now we're at Aiden Loffery,
right,
who's redshirting, we think, right, out of Gibson City, ready to go in for a Big Ten, like get the Big Ten carry. Like, that's how thin we were. I mean, you think about our other backs have been really banged up.
Chase has
not been, and he's gotten, you know, the from a number standpoint, it doesn't make sense. But I would just say this: I don't think you're going to see. Last year it was Chase got two series, McCray got one kind of thing.
Yeah,
I don't think you're going to see that much.
Okay, I agree.
Okay, and I think I honestly don't know. I think they're going to try to still. It could be a special year, so it might not redshirt McCray. But he's got three games left to play. The thing is, we could have two extra. We're going to have one extra game. We could have two extra games with the Big Ten championship game.
Right.
Which means if you went back for every game, he had Northwestern, Big Ten championship, and the bowl game. That would be, I believe, the extent of what he could play without burning a red shirt.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah, that's
so
true.
You got to think about that. But I think they're more focused on this team. Can he help them win down the stretch? I would say yes. And I'm thinking what we'll see is 5 to 8 carries against Nebraska.
Okay.
Big picture, Jay, when you look around Twitter, you can't avoid it in terms of teams that are still in the picture for college football playoff. And I saw today, like, bowl game projections. Brett McMurphy for Action Network had Illinois going to the Orange Bowl.
Sure.
Have you allowed yourself to get there in terms of, like,
good question.
This is where the reality is and that this could actually play out that way?
Yeah, I saw one place. Was it maybe the News Gazette said we were projected Rose Bowl, too? And so I've seen some different projections. I have not gone there.
Okay.
Right? Because anybody can beat us on this thing. I think the goal right now, I'll tell you this right now, Illinois will go to the college football playoff if they beat Michigan and Ohio State.
Well, sure.
Well, they're
how would they not?
They're not out of it either.
Right.
So I mean, so now I think right now, even as good as we've been, that's about as the chances of that happening are like us being 6-1 after 7 weeks, right?
Right.
So I mean, so like that, it could happen. It could happen, right? But so the most important thing is I think Illinois thinks it could happen.
Yeah.
I don't know if they think they can be beat. That's exciting.
If Illinois wins if they win the games they're favored in, they'll have 10 wins.
Which we said they're going to have 10 wins.
Is that incredible? I mean, and if you beat Michigan, I think you would be the Rose Bowl. I mean, obviously, if you beat Ohio State, I'm not seeing that. Not after what they did to Iowa. You know what? Iowa held us to
9 points,
and yeah. Ohio State had 40. Or something?
54.
Or 54. Okay, that's dangerous.
Ohio State just has different athletes all over the place. Here's what I would say is I think we match up really well with Michigan, per se.
Yeah.
How we're built. I guess the biggest test for this defense is if we play Ohio State in the championship, which is a big if, is how will our DBs hold up against the vaunted receivers?
Right.
That's get your popcorn ready.
Because if they could.
Because if Witherspoon holds up, he might be a top five pick.
Right.
If on Marvin Harrison Jr., if he's holding up on Jackson Smith and Jigba or Ibukwe or whatever. I think I got new guys every year, you know? So I think that will be the matchup to watch. Are we dreaming about the Big Ten Championship now? My goodness. I don't even know if Ohio State's going to be there. Remember, Michigan owned them last year.
Yep.
Michigan could lose to Illinois, beat Ohio State, and then play Illinois again.
Oh. It's fun to be in the West, isn't it? It's fun.
We actually got a chance. This is going to happen. That's going to happen, you know. It's fun to leave this stuff to chance, but don't leave your lending to chance. With Iroquois Federal, get your loan locked in, guys. You need financing. Iroquois, even with elevated interest rates, man, I'm telling you what, they're going to be competitive on their interest rate. They're going to give you a great loan and service it. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, The Joint Chiropractic, IPG Insurance with Kyle Lewis, and, of course, Law & Branch Steakhouse.
Boom.
Open Wednesday through Saturday, 5 to 9.
Back to wrap up the Jay Layman Hour. It's the drive.
Urbana Park District and the Champaign Park District are partnering for the Great Pumpkin Hunt 2022. Go to the parks and look for little pumpkins. Once you find one, take a photo and share your discovery on Facebook or Instagram. Then tag it, #CUPumpkinHunt. You might win a prize for your discoveries. This is a great family fun or group activity. For details, go to urbanaparks.org. Go on the Great Pumpkin Hunt this fall. In all the area parks. Urbana Park District, you belong here.
Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he has a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola.
PDR Automotive in Urbana has been providing quality auto repair service for almost 50 years. Trusted by AAA Motor Club, PDR employs ASE-certified technicians that use the latest in diagnostic equipment. They offer nationwide warranties and are even authorized to perform vehicle maintenance that won't void your factory warranty. Check them out 24/7 online at PDRauto.com. When you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
It's a totally Christmas open house this Friday through Sunday at Prairie Gardens. Celebrate the start of the season with a PG Winter Wonderland. Ready now with brand new collections and magical displays. Shop 3-day open house specials. Sip and taste with food samplings. Plus, enter to win your favorite decorated Christmas tree free. Join us this Friday through Sunday for a totally Christmas open house at Prairie Gardens, your Christmas destination for over 50 years.
Saturday, March 25th, it's Cody Johnson and Friends, live in concert at State Farm Center.
You're gonna love somebody, hold them as long and as strong and as close as you can, until you can.
Tickets are on sale now for Cody Johnson and Friends.
I guess all I'm saying is forgive me if I don't know what I'm doing. I'm still learning to be human.
With special guest Randy Houser.
Let me show you how country feels.
Cody Johnson and Friends, live at State Farm Center, Saturday, March 25th.
On my way to you. On my way to you.
Tickets for Cody Johnson and Friends are on sale now. Get yours at statefarmcenter.com, the Illinois ticket office, and by phone at 866-ILLINI1.
Thinking of selling your home? Today's market is crazy, but one way you can be sure to stand out is by replacing your old flooring with new hardwood. And the best place to do it is Carpet Weavers in Champaign. Carpet Weavers boasts the industry's best brands, including Shaw, Mohawk, Paramount, and more. When it comes to natural beauty and a rich quality, nothing beats new flooring from Carpet Weavers. And they have financing options for your budget, so you can always afford the floor you truly want. Increase the value of your home by installing new, high-quality options from Carpet Weavers. Find out more online at carpetweaversflooring.com.
If you want a steak, I mean a steak, prepared the way you want it, you've got to go to Long Branch Steakhouse. Hi, it's Jay Layman. It's been over a year since I was introduced to Donnie at the Long Branch Steakhouse in Gifford. And when I want a great steak, that's where I go. And the sides, the Brussels sprouts, the mac and cheese, and the salad with Donnie's secret frog dressing. Long Branch Steakhouse in downtown Gifford. Open Wednesday through Saturday from 5 to 9 p.m. There's always room for the Long Branch Steakhouse.
All right, it is The Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5. Lante, Derek Piper, and it is the Jay Layman Hour. Jay Layman is here. So I'm going to ask you the dumbest question of the day. Are we a running team that is set up by the pass, or are we a passing team set up by the run?
The former.
Okay. I'm kidding. Isn't it amazing, though, what Tommy DeVito's ability and that completion percentage that Derek Piper loves, because he's at 70%, his ability to throw, though, has to keep teams at bay, even knowing that Chase Brown is going to get the ball 30 to 40.
Oh, it's huge. It's the difference between this year and last year, and his release. I don't think people will talk about his release, man. He gets the ball
Piper
out.
Piper noticed that
time.
First week.
Just bam, yeah. Right? Just gets it out. And, no wind up there at all. And I think, Barry Lunny's done a great job of just what's a good fit for him and really tailoring stuff for him. So it's been good.
Do you think there'll be a game that he has to win you? Is there a team that can slow down Chase? Would it be maybe Michigan? And then Tommy's got to make some throws that ultimately is the difference in the game.
Here's the thing. I think there's going to be a game in these next 3 weeks before Michigan that Tommy's going to have to make some throws. We're not going to run over these teams.
Okay.
This is seasoned Big Ten opponents, right? They got talented guys as well. We're going to have to show up. And they know that. I think Tommy's going to have to win a game. I think he's going to have to win a game. I think, I think we play Iowa with Tommy healthy. I think we win 20-6.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I don't think so. I don't think it's necessarily, we look at that Ohio State score and it's 54-10. I get it, right? But I do think that Tommy, playing with Tommy, we were moving the ball fine. Yeah. We would have been all right.
Did you ever play at Nebraska? At Nebraska?
So they weren't in the Big 12.
Right.
Okay. Nebraska was pretty decent, mm-hmm. Under Bo Pelini and stuff. So I never did a Nebraska game at Nebraska until last year.
Ah.
And then Friday, I was doing Nebraska, I think Buffalo. Friday, I lost all my taste and smell, popped a positive COVID test,
oh.
And I had to get a replacement announcer for me. And so I couldn't fly back. I had to drive back from Lincoln.
Oh, wow.
And I had no taste, but I could have spice. So I was getting like the hottest pork rinds, like ranchero salsa, ghost pepper pork rinds, just to get something in my mouth that was like,
yeah, that you could.
Boy, my breath was horrible
that
day. What
was that, 8-hour drive?
Yeah, it was a haul.
For people going over?
Yeah.
It's about eight hours.
Yeah, it was a haul.
Did you ever have a hard time getting back into the flow of a game after a bye week? Or was it, let's go. Ball's kicked off, I'm ready to roll.
Here's where I think it's. I think it's harder on the offense.
Probably.
It's so timing. Defense is, dude, am I ready to play and ready to knock somebody out?
Exactly.
That's what it's about, right? My job is, the fans are not here to see me. I'm here to see my family and myself are here to see me knock somebody out.
Yes.
That's it.
Yes.
They want to see a big hit. You know, I was telling this the other day, like, people talk about three and outs, but, you know, defensive guys care about stats, so we don't mind, like, a little 10-play drive, you know, where they just barely get a first down and you stay out there for, like, another four, five, six plays.
You get to hit more,
like,
people.
If you just have three and out, you're like, your stats are good, but you're like, dude, I played 15 plays the first half. This sucks, right? So you kind of got to milk it. It's called game management, right?
There you go.
You don't want to have any big plays, but just
tackle. That's why you keep giving up that third and two.
Yeah. Oh, shoot. Oh, man. A little game management for
That's
you.
That's awesome.
How bitter do Nebraska fans have to be? Ooh. Illinois, a 7-point favorite coming in, and they've lost the last two to the Illini.
Oh, gosh. I can't believe we beat them 2 years ago, number one.
I know.
That was with Lovey, okay? Chase
blew
had a big game
out,
that game, right?
Blew him out.
Yeah, blew him out. Okay. They got to be bitter. First of all, this is Illinois going to Nebraska, right? And here's the funny thing is they're still trying to, like, prop up their sellout thing with, like, buying tickets and stuff. We actually might have a real sellout. Michigan State, it's flipping, boys.
It is.
Let's go. Here's the thing. I'm not giving any ideas. I actually think that Brett Bielema would be a great fit at Nebraska.
Ooh.
I never want him to
leave. Oh, no, you're right.
I don't want him to leave. But a program builder who understands the Big Ten West, you know, Wisconsin Alvarez was from Nebraska, has roots there and whatnot. And so I'm just like, man – and obviously, Brett's really influenced by Barry and whatnot. But if he does make a run and you win 10 games in year two at Illinois, well, let's just say it, which is a very real possibility, you have to be getting at least a couple phone calls.
Oh, I would assume.
I mean,
I would assume.
I know Brett has gone for the bigger and shinier job and
right.
more money and whatnot, and maybe he sees this as a legacy job, but do you at least listen? Especially if Ryan Walters says, hey, man, I got a head job.
Oh, I don't even like this conversation.
I don't like it, but at least we're having one. Somebody might, I mean, every year it's like, oh, Brad Underwood, he's the top three coach to
no
go
doubt.
To a blue blood.
No
you
doubt.
Know, blah, blah, blah. Even I'm bringing the basketball in right now. And
oh, right.
Pipes is like, here we go. He's always on the top five list, Brad Underwood. Is he not like, you know, because it's like, so I don't know.
Yeah, it's good to have a coach that people want. That means you're winning.
That's
sure.
exactly right. Give me your sponsors real quick, my friend.
We got four times. You have been awesome with the sponsors.
Let's
this
go.
Is my week. Love right here. Iroquois Federal for Loans. Dick Van Dyke Appliance with Enjoy. IPG, Kyle Lewis. Give him a call. And Long Branch Steakhouse.
Jay Lehman, Heartless, talking about Brett Bielema taking over at Nebraska. No, I get where you're going.
Yeah.
I totally
so
get
don't just
you're
take
going.
That soundbite, what you just heard. If you just tuned in, that was not what
there'll that be an article on Inquirer later.
That's not
kidding.
What I said. But I think he's a good fit for a lot of schools.
No, there's no doubt. There's
for what
no
he's
doubt.
I hope he stays.
Amen. Jay, thank you, buddy.
Yeah, buddy.
We'll talk to you in a week. We're back. We'll talk Luke Goody injury next. It is The Drive.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop. Amazing selection, price and style. On hardwoods, laminates, carpet and tile. Low prices on high fashion. Step up the flooring that gets a wow reaction. See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
Flooring Surfaces now offers beautiful window fashions. Our interior design team will custom fit shade shutters and blinds to any size opening. Visit the showroom to see the latest fashions from Graber and Hunter Douglas or request an in-home consultation. Whether it's floors or windows, Flooring Surfaces has you covered. See us today at 401 Mercury Drive in Champaign.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop.
There's only one thing better than watching Illinois football live at Memorial Stadium. Watching it with your dad. It's Dad's Day at Memorial Stadium on Saturday, November 5th. Cheer the Illini on to victory as they take on the Michigan State Spartans. Secure your Dad's Day tickets today by visiting FightingIllini.com or by calling 866-ILLINI1.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN.